Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And on the podcast today, I've got a good friend of mine from Garrett Memorial Baptist Church, Mr. Terry Kirkpatrick. Terry, thank you for being on the podcast today with us.
Well, it's good to be here, Cliff. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to have a good conversation. I think you guys at home are going to really enjoy the next several Mondays as we talk with Terry and kind of get into what Terry has done for a living and what he's currently doing. And so, Terry, you're a scientist.
Yes.
And you had a very particular field of study that you've spent most of your life researching. Can you tell us about that for just a moment?
Yeah, sure. I am a plant pathologist with a particular emphasis in nematology, so which makes me a nematologist. Now, I got to say before we go any further, my experience is anybody who says they've got a career or had a career with ology on it is pretty darn boring.
But you kind of get real down into the details of things right here. And so what do you study as a nematologist?
All right. As a plant pathologist, the first level,
yeah.
I study diseases of crops.
Okay.
Now, the same organisms cause diseases of plants as cause diseases of humans and animals. You've got bacteria, viruses, fungi,
yeah.
Nematodes. And the nematodes is one special class. These are little microscopic worms that live in the soil. They particularly favor parasitizing the roots.
Mm-hmm.
They can be pretty darn important. I think probably the first or second most important pathogen group are the root knot nematodes worldwide.
Okay.
They're cosmopolitan. They've been involved in more starvation than just about anything else
wow.
that we know.
Yeah. Okay, so this love that you have of studying plant pathology, I'm guessing is birthed your other love that you do now that you've done all of your life, but where we get to know you and where you have employed my kids is on your farm.
Yeah.
And so you grow, what all do you grow
on the
Kirkpatrick farm?
Well, we started out about 10 years before we retired. We started out, we asked a fella that I had recently retired. I said, how do you like it? And he said, oh man, I love it. And I said, well, what do you do to go from, a structured environment to one where it's just kind of a free for all? How are you staying busy?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'm watching the back episodes of Bonanza. Now, my wife and I thought that's a little thin, so maybe we ought to have a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we started with some blueberries, and then that morphed into some blackberries because they were compatible with blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to a high tunnel because the federal government had a program of cost sharing. And we thought, well, that's kind of neat. We'll try that. So
yeah.
We started growing vegetables. That worked out so well, we put a second high tunnel in. And then, of course, you need pollinators for all these things.
Right.
So we went into beekeeping.
Yeah.
And so now, we're just kind of, like I say, we kind of overdid it just a little
You're
bit.
You're just doing everything you can to maintain all of that. Okay, so this is what we want to talk about over the next couple of episodes on Day by Day Expressions, Terry. As we've talked about, we're trying to understand truth, goodness, and beauty, and how the Christian is to live out a beautiful life, a good life, an excellent life in every facet of their being. And so when it comes to this farming aspect, there's truth in it. You put a seed in the ground, it's going to do something.
Yes,
it's going to do something. And the goodness of it is that it produces a crop that's beneficial to humanity and to the earth and all the way around. Where's the beauty in this?
Well, when you think about it, Jesus said that Solomon in all his glory didn't hold a candle to the lilies of the field.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look around you at the natural world, I mean, you don't have to look far to see beauty.
Yeah.
Look at a wildflower garden.
Yeah.
Look at a sunset. I mean, there's just beauty everywhere we go. A lot of times we pass over it without noticing
right.
it. When I think we need to maybe slow down a little bit, which has been my case in retirement.
Mm.
There are times when I just frankly look at something and say, Lord, I just appreciate the
yeah.
fact that you let me see this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would think that in farming and like with the wildflowers and with just the growing of the different fruits and produce that there's often times that perhaps you just kind of stand back in amazement going,
yeah,
God designed it to work this way.
There are all of these. And as a scientist as well as a farmer, you see all these little cycles going on.
Yeah.
And all of them are built so that they interact and they all work together right.
Yeah.
Now, man over years has kind of intervened in that and messed it up in several places.
Right.
But nonetheless, you just can't be anything but flabbergasted at the plan that is in place.
Yeah.
There's no way that could have happened, you know, randomly.
Right.
It was built.
It was built. It was designed. And even just what you were talking about earlier, you started with this and then you added this, but you needed to add this because it adds benefit. And
right.
it's just like the, like you said, this continual cycle that's taking place that is a part of the good design.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right, guys. So over the next several weeks, we're going to be throwing out gardening tips, farming tips, but we're going to dig deeper. Do you like that? Do you like that pun right there?
There you go.
Dig deeper.
There you go.
Into this beauty aspect of having a garden and cultivating a farm. And so come back next Monday to find out more. Until then, we'll see you.